when I hear things like this, my jaw drops, and I think, you know, you actually believe that?
Anyway, but I'd be interested when I do see Ben Marsh, I'd like to ask him.
Well, you asked about it. And what about this proposal for limiting or regulating installations?
Just keep driving it.
Yeah. Well, it's got to the point, it's like I feel up against the wall in some ways, because if I've just got to keep going ahead without there being it's more qualified devotees. However, someone needs to say no at some point, you know, and this one in Zagreb is like they say it is, then someone has to have that authority to say no, this can't be done, and they need to consult with someone who does know. And they had an installation in Karlovac, which is also in Croatia recently, still full of time. They wrote to me and asked me about it, and just based on what they were saying, I got the impression all they wanted to do was look at the deities. I was prepared to make any increased commitment to worship, so I said, you know, based on what you're saying, how long you should install these deities. They went ahead and did it. Because Krishna Chetrapur was involved. And he'd already agreed to some of the installation, things like that, so. And again, that was with, Bea Krishnamurti. He didn't want to say, you know, put his foot down and say no, because Krishna Chetrapur was involved. He tends to shy away from this.
Well, you know, the local GVC can always say, but if you want to block a decision, then it can be taken to the AC. Say, I recommend this, I don't think it's the right thing, please tell them.
Yeah, although sometimes I see the way, you know, in some instances I've had success in that way, but sometimes they just don't get involved.
They may not. And actually, probably the most more suitable is to start at the continental level,
right.
And whoever the RGB, whoever they are, the executive, to actually then appeal to them. There are authorities. Question whether they're going to exercise their authority is something else, but the authority's there. Yeah, it's such a proliferation of, because deity worship is such a wonderful thing. It does, people are so much attracted to it. Their whole personal form of the Lord is very attractive, but it's like forever. It isn't a whim. It isn't even like having a child that he grows up and takes care of you after 20 years.
Yeah.
It's like, you're responsible forever. So, just like that, in Bea Krishnamurti's case, that we're deciding, we're not deciding, he's responsible.
Yeah.
Because he's responsible.
They have a saying in Australia, you've probably heard it, a puppy's not just for Christmas. You know, people that eat puppies for Christmas, and they don't like them, they take them down to the local dog shelter.
Yeah.
So, it's the same with Jesus. It's not just something you do because you want it. You know. Or like with weddings, you know, like, people love weddings. But the marriage requires hard work. So installations are a great festival, but a lot more to it than that. But it's a lot of hard work. Concerns with it. The devotees aren't prepared to take that. It's like when I was in Manchester. So many devotees there were eager to have deities, but I'm sure that if I asked devotees who's prepared to go on the roster, I mean, they can't even come from Mangalati. There's no one there from Mangalati every day. I can't see the point in having
these. No. Anyway, as you mentioned earlier, people are very enthusiastic that things happen, but for them to actually make a commitment, and a serious commitment behind which they'll really stand and maintain it over a long period of time, they will do that. So then, and this is just a thrill, then it doesn't become pure devotional service anymore. It means that you're using the deity more or less as a form of sense gratification, enjoyment, because it brings me a certain, but it's not service, I'm not rendering service, I'm using the deity to give me some kind of enjoyment, some kind of thrill, albeit it's a nice one, but still I'm not reciprocating, and that's not what Krishna consciousness is about. It's not what deity worship is, such a serious thing. A lot of people ask, oh, if they even approach me about it, I just don't want to talk to them. I don't want to know about people who want to cruise with deities. It's such a responsibility. Who will continue it in the future? There's so many deities that there are.
Without being worshipped properly.
Yeah. And they want to worship, let them come to the temple.
There's a nice film.
Which is just something I'll just mention. There's a. And you may have mentioned it this morning. I'll be on the altar while you do the.
Are you dressing tonight?
Yeah, the morning is just too much time and it breaks into my writing too much. But I need to go on the altar at this week, otherwise I'll mess. That everyone should participate, and that's what they're actually trying to make New Vrindavan be, that all devotees participate in one way or another, either they're making garlands, or they're cleaning, or they're polishing brass, or
yeah.
And once the Brahmins, that everyone comes to cook, that everyone does arti, that everyone participates. I won't let anyone worship any deities here in the farm.
I fully support that. I mean, I try to push that everybody going.
It's unnecessary.
So strongly about it. No, Prabhupada said we have these.
I don't want to have a corny pie. The only thing I let him have is these bas reliefs of Radha Shyam.
I certainly push that.
Because there's. I have one Giri Raj at the house, and devotees were. Sometimes they have too many people wanting to worship. This Giriraj, put him on the altar. And I did that for a while, just because there were too many devotees standing there. And it just naturally came to the situation where they were happy to cover everything, because there were any plus. I just happened there in the house, and I took care of it.
If there's too many devotees who want to do worship, you can always add things to the worship without necessarily increasing the standard.
Yeah. Anyway, lots of deities are here.
Yeah. There was a class prop, Bhagavad Gita class prop I gave in New York in the early days. And in there he was talking about in Jagannath, he says, in Jagannath really offered Bhagavad Gita to the deities 56 times a day. He said, that I want to produce.
Yeah. I know that.
56 offerings a day.
Yeah.
When I was in the manor 3 years ago, I was encouraging Gadadhar to try to get the gurus to, when they give Brahman initiation to disciples, is to get commitment that they're going to worship the deity for 3 years. And even I feel the management of temples should say, well, this is a condition. We're not going to recommend devotees to your initiation.
Yeah. A lot of devotees here have been first initiated in 10 years, and I'm not the second initiated because the service doesn't allow them to go on the altar, and it's not even necessarily their nature.
Right.
So,
well, that's what Brahma's for.
Yeah. Brahma's for deity worship. And particularly when devotees haven't gotten free of committing offenses to one mantra, why do another mantra to make offenses to? Because that's all. That's what they'll do, they'll chant another mantra, but if they don't do deity worship, they'll somehow or another, either by nature or time, it doesn't work in. Yes, devotees who should be brahminical, and they should try and focus that brahminical service to the deities of the temples.
Yeah. It's really important that it's minimized. You know, I see that, you know, I think I made the point in Italy, when you had that meeting in Italy, the Tibetan meeting in Italy, that, you know, I see that Radha Maharaj, he emphasizes all aspects of devotional service. And I see that Prabhupada did that. He would equally emphasize the five major angles of bhakti. Whereas I see some places you go, they tend to emphasize whatever their particular project is rather than, you know, all the angles of bhakti. And I think, you know, places where they do that, it suffers. Because deity worship is, you know, one of the five most important aspects of devotional service.
Very much so. Anyway, go ahead. There was something that I wanted that I forgot.
Have you read Donald Amaris' book, Japa Meditation? It's just interviews with various, like Guru John Wu and Guru.
He gave me a copy. I looked at it. I'm just right now the only books I have time to read are the ones that are directly relating to what I'm writing.
No. I'm planning on doing something like that in regards to deity worship. Well, I started on it already.
That's nice.
I was wondering if you'd be interested in contributing to it.
If I don't have to write anything. He asked me to write something, but still in my diary.
At least it's still in your diary.
It's there. It's there, but talking, you probably get, and that's probably how he got also, from just doing interviews.
It's
easy to get people like that, whereas sit them down for half an hour, and then just edit that, transcribe it, edit it, put it together.
Well, that's what I was thinking of doing. Like Mario said, he would be able to arrange to help with that.
That's easy.
Because I think there's something along the lines of meditations on the form of the Lord or something like that. And you know, to get devotees who are experienced like yourself, Jananath Guru, possibly Pankajana Guru, Ram Bhadra, maybe Maha Mantra Mataji from Inishra. So she's a younger devotee who's, well, not younger, but you know, she's middle, and also an early Manaha. It's been, you know, half of a dozen devotees, but a bit of a broad spectrum of devotees. There's a devotee also in Ukraine I'd like to interview, but I don't know if I'll ever go back to Ukraine. She's, you know, the time she's really dedicated to these. Quite amazing to write about. Thank you.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. You went to Paris?
Going.
You're going.
We're planning to move to these. The new home.
And then there's a long way away from moving in there.
I know, that's what Nikai told me. He was going to plan the move around my being there.
Huh?
He told me they're going to plan the move around my being there.
At the time when you were there now?
Yeah. I'll be there, I think they're planning on the 3rd of July, August.
News to me, and or to Pagoj, and we've been pretty integrally involved in getting those places.
Yeah. Well, that's just what he said in the last communication.
I mean, there's nothing been done to the place. I don't know how we'd renovate it if the babies are sitting in there. Although, yeah, certainly the place that we're in really exhausted our welcome there.
And also, it's from what I can understand, it's a really inadequate facility.
That's an understatement. That's an understatement.
I've been praying for a long time to get to the facilities as well.
That's an understatement.
So, I mean, obviously, I'll look at the situation, and if I think it's from the final game of the fire, then I'll suggest that I want to move them.
Well, it's, even as it is now, it's better, but there were things that we wanted to do where, you know, we have telephone conferences that hasn't been mentioned yet, I haven't heard of.
Okay.
We just, the latest was that we actually purchased that new building. We'd already had a building that's next to it. And I have purchased another building, so it's a lot of real estate. And but it requires some work to make it really suitable. Otherwise, right now it's just as is a home was, and you just move in the deities without any real change.
Yeah. Maybe he's considering it's a better situation for the deities. Because I hadn't discussed it with him. He just mentioned that
it's better, but if you stick them in as they are, it'll end up being the same.
Right.
It'll end up being the same.
So you had something you wanted to mention about?
No. No. I just because I thought I'd heard you mention that you had gone. So I just wanted to know what the situation was. But now you're mentioning that you're going
to
go.
Yeah, we from Budapest on the 14th we fly to Germany. We're in Germany about 2 weeks, then we go to Paris, then we buy a flight back to the UK.
Nishinga, Shetra, you're going to an Abenteuer.
Six places. Cologne, Heidelberg, Wiesbaden, Nishinga, Shetra, Munich, and Abenteuer. We're not going to Berlin because it's quite a distance north. And I think Leipzig also is quite a distance north. We're just going that sort of eastern and southern section. In Istra, Mahamantra, they've got morning time on the same level as the Guru Parampara, and Mahamantra said you mentioned to do that?
What level have Parampara got their own altar? Level?
Just one step down, because you've got Radha Govinda, and then the Utsav deities of Radha Govinda on that side there. Then the next step down is the Parampara, and then Gornikaya there.
Gornikaya are right on the same level as
maybe they're one level above, I'm not sure. I think it's the same level, but I was just wondering, because I thought it would look more symmetrical if they're on the same level as...
I just, probably, just my preference not to have Lord Nityananda right where Radha Krishna were. Just have some kind of difference between them. But I don't think they're on the cell. I have to look at an altar. That's the only, isn't it better if it's not there all around, just like you said, Radha Krishna?
Well, I remember coming across something quite some time ago where Prabhupada said, according to Transcendental Mala, that Nityananda would be on the same altar as Radha Krishna. Yeah, it seems like in the West you didn't, like you'll see like Radha Govinda, for instance, in Calcutta. It's just Mahaprabhu there. It seems in the West you didn't, you just look at Radha Lanishra, for instance, you know, the kind of right in front of Radha Krishna.
That's not Prabhupada. It isn't.
You can see a photo of Prabhupada's doing a fire and there's Radha Lanishra.
Oh, are you talking about the previous?
Yeah.
How they were originally.
Yeah, they're right in front.
Well, but I wonder, wouldn't Prabhupada, in the long run, want us to make arrangements that are actually suitable, even though it's not sort of an issue like India. It's really that the archana should be commensurate with tattva, with spiritual principles, so that does reflect that. So there's one standard in India, one standard in the West. And then you do that with Gornikai, and you start doing that with so many other things.
Yeah.
I think it's the end. Now, at least that was the solution the manor, is that they moved them, because they were also on someone's altar. Because Jagannath was there at one time also, I can't remember. But anyway, they had their own place in the front now.
Yeah. And I think Merlin's planning on, he's going to try to do something like that in Soho Street. They're looking at a major renovation for the altar there. And he's looking at doing a similar thing to Soho, to the manor.
Mm.
And I put the door over the other side and move Jagannath towards London Ishwar. Which would be quite a nice improvement.
Move the door?
Yeah, on the street side.
Okay.
So you come down the altar, you go right across the other side, then on the altar. That side. It'd be a big improvement. The only thing is like they wouldn't be able to put pillars behind Gaudiya Mathas to hold the altar up, because we'd be able to see around that room.
Anyway, I'm sure if Francher Prabhu's there, he'll design something nice.
Yeah. Well, it seems like he's trying to the temple a bit now that actually Prabhu's not there. You see him from time to time before and all. Yeah, I think I better go.
Yeah, it's your time. I'll go also.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I were to come up with some questions, you'd be open to
hear it.
Sure. I have anything further that we should talk about?
Sorry?
Anything further we should talk about?
Nothing I can think of right now.
Okay. Anyway, you know, after you discuss things, if there's anything here that we want to sit down and talk about with us, Sati, then just let me know.
Yeah, sure.
Or maybe just summarize and do everything in once in Budapest, once it's all.
Well, this is I just see a few small points here, but I want to sort of actually watch the worship a bit more. I was watching Buddha doing the offering before. I was kind of wondering why they had that curtain set up on the side and he was offering the Padyanasa from behind like that. The bowl was seen to be sitting in front of the deity, visible from what I could see.
The bowl is behind the curtain, it's to the side, it's over there.
There's two bowls at the top side.
That's just permanent, that's just the sort of daily nuts and snacks
Just
sitting there for the day. They just sit there all day long.
That's why they have covers on.
These also.
Okay. There's actually a box there with a lid on it, and they've got candies and stuff in it.
These are also covered.